your host, Jaymont G.
Jaymont G, and we're back at the EAA Air Academy on the fly. It's a Wednesday afternoon, about a quarter to one now, and for us, however, it's Tuesday, and it's about noon, and we're joined now for our last segment here today by Megan Kuhn and Whitney Hill, both of them campers this year at the Senior EAA Air Academy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
This is your last day.
Yes, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I bet it is. How long have you been here?
We've been here for a week now.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to start at the very beginning. We're going to go back and talk about when you thought about coming to the EAA Air Academy. And I know from talking to you just a few minutes ago before we went on that one of you is sponsored by your EAA chapter and the other one isn't. So let's talk about that. Let's start with Megan. You came on your own. You weren't EAA sponsored. Tell us about what interested you in the Air Academy and how'd you find out about it?
Well, when I heard about this, my brother was already enrolled. And so I heard from him and I got interested too. So I started doing some research on it and my parents got us both here. And so that's how I got here.
Okay. Very cool. Are you flying currently at home?
At home? No, we have our own airplane at home, a J3 Piper Cub. So we just kind of got interested in aviation a few years ago.
So your dad flies the Cub?
Yeah, our dad flies.
Okay. So he's obviously getting you interested in aviation and your brother.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And now how about you? You are sponsored by your chapter and you're from Texas. I'm sorry, I should have told people where Megan. Megan's from Ripon, California. And I'm sorry, we need to introduce you. Whitney, you are from Lufkin, Texas.
Yes.
And what EA chapter are you in?
1219 Young Eagles chapter.
Okay. So. And are they in Lufkin?
They are. They operate out of our local airport, Angelina County Airport.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your chapter.
Well, I joined them about a year ago. Every second Saturday of the month, they have a fly-in that all the kids from the area can come and they'll fly them around. And
so Young Eagles fly-in?
Yes.
And do they do any kind of a pancake breakfast or anything like that?
They do a fajita lunch. It's really great food.
So. Okay, cool. That sounds Texas to me. Great Texas. Yeah. Let's have a fajita lunch. Yeah. Some frijoles. Mm-hmm. So how did you get interested in flying?
Ever since I was little, I knew I liked flying. I just, being a pilot never really caught my interest until about 5 years ago. And ever since then, I've just kind of been working my way up and I finally made a career choice. And so just.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, so are you a senior in high school or are you done?
I've graduated. I'm about to be a freshman in college.
Cool. Are you going to an aviation college?
Yes, I am.
Which one?
Laterno University. It's in Longview, Texas.
Yeah, very good. Very good. How about you, Megan? Are you out of high school? Or?
I'm currently going into my junior year in high school.
Junior year, okay. And flying-wise, do they have a program at your high school for flying or
no,
you have to go out to the airport?
No, they don't have one at our high school. I'm trying to get that started, actually.
Very good.
And but at our airport, we just have a commemorative Air Force, so it's a bunch of older gentlemen.
Sure, the CAF.
Yeah. And so we just kind of go down to our hangar, my brother and I, and just talk to them every once in a while.
Very good. Very good. Now, Ripon, where is that? What's the closest big city?
Closest city would be Modesto, California.
Oh, sure. Yep.
So.
Okay, that's in the Central Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, southeast of San Francisco Bay Area.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the Air Academy experience. This is both your first years here. So before we talk about the actual Academy, let's talk about what you thought it was going to be like. Like what you pictured before you came. And it was quite a process to get here, right? You have to fill out a bunch of paperwork. You have to write an essay. Tell us about yours, Megan.
Well, when I was filling out all the paperwork, I was just wondering, why would they want to know all this stuff about us? Yeah. First off, of why they'd want to like know how we got interested in all this. And well, when I thought about coming here, I didn't think it would be a bunch of people who were like, interested in aviation. I thought it'd be just someone who like heard about it just like I did and decided, oh, why not come? And so a lot of people knew so much about airplanes and it's completely different than I expected.
I see. How about for you, Whitney?
For me, it was pretty much like Megan said. I expected, you know, maybe to do some hands-on stuff, some classroom stuff, but I did not realize how in-depth it would be and just how knowledgeable and experienced the workshop instructors would be. And it opened up like a whole new world to me. I knew I was interested in aviation, but I did not realize how much there is to it and how much more you can do with it.
Well, that's a good segue into you actually being here. So let's talk about that. Tell us about those workshops, because we talked to some interns earlier. They pretty much filled us in on what your average day is kind of like, how it's set up. Tell us about the workshops.
Well, the workshops, you did everything from working with composites like fiberglass to woodworking, sheet metal, and the process that went into that, the materials used would be techniques and everything that you would need to use to actually build your own aircraft.
Tell us about some of the things that you did learn, or some of the things that you covered in the workshop.
We built wing ribs, and we did weight and balance so that we would know how to balance our aircraft.
Uh-huh.
So that's.
Did you do any metal work?
We did. We actually built a spark plug holder that we had to do everything from deburring it to bending the metal and actually flushing out the rivets, just like you would have to do on an aircraft. And composites, we made clipboards. Those were really fun. So we've each got
carbon fiber composite clipboards.
Yeah, fiberglass.
Okay, fiberglass clipboards.
Yes, clipboards. Never realized it was actually a cloth material. It was really neat to find that out.
Yeah. How about you, Megan? Tell us a little. What was your favorite thing in the workshops?
My favorite thing was the woodworking, where we got to make a wooden rib of an actual aircraft, an Acrosport aircraft. We also did welding. We got to make a box, so got little pieces of metal.
What kind of welding did you do? Was it TIG welding, or was it
acetylene torch?
Acetylene torch welding. Very good. So you did actually listen in the workshop. Yes.
I found out I really, really enjoy welding. So
hey, it's a good skill to have, and not enough people are learning it now. So hey, maybe you'll go home and take a welding class. So let's talk about daily life at the Academy. What do you think of the facility? It's a beautiful building, isn't it?
Oh, gorgeous.
You had no idea before you came how nice it was going to be, did you?
Not at all.
The rooms are comfortable. The food?
The food's really good. Better than I would ever expect.
Yeah.
Much better than school food.
Anything's better than school food. All right, so let's talk about your flying experience here. Now, Megan, you came from flying a J3 Cub. Did you have any flying experience, Whitney, before you came?
Very, very little. I'd co-piloted grand total of 3 times. So.
Okay, and on Young Eagle rides.
Right, and this was my first time in left seat, so it was
okay.
Great.
And did you go with the intern instructor here?
Yes, Kyle actually was my flight advisor. We took the Remos up. It was really interesting.
You like the Remos?
I do. It was a lot less touchy than the low wing that I'm used to flying. So.
Okay. And Megan, what do you think of the Remos compared to the Cub? Very different airplane.
Very different. When I saw the airplane, I thought, oh, I would never fly something that tiny and light. But then when I got in it and kind of got a feel for the stick, I really like it. And so I'm looking into that now.
Well, tomorrow is you guys' last day here at AirVenture. Are either of you staying over, or are you both going back home tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm actually staying here. My parents have come down, so we're staying here the whole week.
Perfect. Perfect. How about you?
I get to go back to work and bills and getting ready for college.
Oh, boy. Well, you've had a couple days of AirVenture while you've been here. Whitney, what do you think so far?
It's just great. I mean, seeing the jets up close is amazing, and really looking forward to the Airbus coming in the A380.
Yep, that's today, Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Of course, the people who are listening on the radio and on the web are going to hear this tomorrow at noon, so it'll already be here. But yeah, everyone seems to be looking forward to that. And how about you, Megan? What do you think so far of the show?
It's impressive. Bigger than I thought it would be in the first place.
They didn't have an air show yesterday, so no. Today will probably be your first air show.
So it'll be the first air show.
The air show is fantastic. And follow the A380 and then the air show. Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff that's happening this weekend that unfortunately, Whitney, you won't get to see, but the Wall of Fire is a lot of fun on the weekend air show, and you'll be Very impressed. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your experiences at the Air Academy on the fly. And I hope, Whitney, you have a safe trip home. And we'll see you back next year at Air Venture.
I would really like to come back as an intern, yes.
Oh, there you go. Very good. They're always looking for good interns. So, and Megan, how about you?
Yep, I'm thinking of going an intern, maybe.
Very good. Very good. Well, once again, thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of Air Venture and have a great time.
Thank you.
Jaymont G, that's the end of our On the Fly segment for today, Wednesday, midweek. We're coming up on Hump Day tomorrow, Thursday. So everybody stay tuned. Tomorrow, Air Venture On the Fly will be down at Warbirds. So stay tuned for that. That'll be a great time as well. For now, enjoy and have an adventure at Oshkosh.